There are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast.
Regrettably, yes.
None of us are even introduced yet, so I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, the newsman, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep. Most regrettable.
And here we are with the Regrettable Podcast, episode 28. I'm directing this, apparently. Stop tapping. Now you can tap. I just don't want it in the intro.
The power has gotten to your head.
Yeah,
I know, right? We told him we liked him directing things in the meeting yesterday, and all of a sudden, boom.
Not yesterday.
Whenever.
Last week.
Oh, yeah. Last week.
We said something.
Jay Lindley's totally not gone this week. We totally did not record this on the first.
Well, I think actually he might just have to leave halfway through.
That's right. Yeah. You got like blue. Why are you doing all this blue collar stuff? You're not every man. You're Jay Lindley.
I'm not every man.
You're a radio guy.
That. Thank you. I appreciate that. No, man, helping friends.
One day, getting paid for it.
Yeah, I'm getting paid.
He's like, I'm diversifying. I do the stock market and I also spray insulation.
Yes.
I don't do the spraying.
Sometimes lay asphalt.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I do.
That's like the most manly thing ever.
I feel pretty manly on that machine.
Oh, yeah. I would too, man. Absolutely.
I'm not doing really much of anything. I'm incrementally turning knobs very, very slightly.
Yeah.
And looking at it.
I feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger when I'm on a chainsaw. I could only imagine like a driveway laying machine.
Yeah. Right. I want to lay your driveway.
I want you to lay all over my driveway.
Ow. Yes.
Boys.
Ow. That hot Easy. Asphalt.
Easy.
It's all steamy.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, don't touch it afterwards. Ooh. It's sensitive.
Nah, you just steamroll right over that, baby.
We'll see how this one goes. I'm talked out this week.
All right, so what are we talking about
today? We haven't said anything. We've talked.
I've
said more words on this radio station this week than anybody ever has.
It was my prep sheet.
This is his prep sheet. Into the garb.
Yeah, well, I missed it. Kobe.
Yeah.
No. I love how we were doing some, Lindley's got the asphalt insulation, side business going on.
Uh-huh.
We have kind of a in-ground pool repair business that we've kind of started up recently.
No.
You're fired.
You're the foreman.
Injured, and you're fired. I mean, what kind of business is this?
Fire me. I'm so happy to be fired.
At one point, you're like digging a hole, and you're just like, I'm not only physically weak, I'm like mentally and emotionally weak.
Just a stunted person in all areas.
Oh, my goodness.
Just weak-willed.
6'3", but you're like a dwarf on the inside. No. That's being unfair towards the dwarf.
Yeah, those dwarves who were like bodybuilders and stuff.
Yeah.
Weightlifters.
Absolutely.
They built Moria. I mean.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, man, you know how to shut one down, my friend.
Bill who?
Worse than I.
No.
Oh, man. But, yeah, here we are. It's the regrettable. It's that. It's the thing. And we got plenty to talk about, I hope.
Nice.
Just a little bit of stuff. I think we were going to get into a little bit of just people feeling super important all the time. And that is displayed by all the public freakouts that we're seeing. And a lot of it, I don't think, has to do with just because we're seeing videos now. Like, you're talking about the planes. Like, people freaking out on planes and flying.
Yeah.
What's with that? Like, I watched a video of a guy just screaming in a kid's face. Like, while he's recording himself on a plane.
Really?
Like, just screams in the kid's face.
I read an article and maybe you turned me onto it, Patrick, where the Aviation Administration was talking about they've had more reports than ever recorded before, and so like goes to what you're saying. It's not just being recorded on the video cameras now on our phones, but it's
reported.
Also they're reporting it.
Yeah.
It's not like one of those things like let's say police brutality. Certainly, police brutality used to be worse. Back in the day, it's just something we see more often now. I think the incidences are not as frequent as they used to be, but now they're generally caught on camera. Right. So it does seem like there is this kind of like the zeitgeist is like that. It seems to happen more often, you know. But that's not what we're seeing with the airline industry right now. I mean, you actually have like officials, experts, people who have worked for the airline industry for decades who are like, man, we have never seen it like this.
Yeah.
I actually wrote down like a few headlines. These are just from all of them except one, which is that one is just so stupid. I had to include it in the list, but they're all like from the last 3 weeks. And I did verify these are all separate incidences. This is not like the same or a different headline for the same right. story. So I'll go through these real quick. And I think we need to juxtapose the, some of these headlines with the glamorousness of the airline industry as it used to be back in the day. Mm-hmm. Just to start, again, just a few headlines here that, I've noticed over the last few weeks. Unruly passenger leaps from aircraft taxiing down LAX runway. That's a great one, just in and of its own. Delta Airlines flight forced to divert. Forced to not go to its destination and land at the nearest airport after unruly passenger reportedly tried to breach cockpit.
I like the idea of the guy going like, come on, let's go. And like to go and breach it.
Yeah, right?
Everybody's just sitting there like, you're crazy, my friend.
It might have been maybe like when he was a kid, he was one of the, they used to like before 9/11, he'd be like, kids, come on up to the cockpit and see. And then it's like.
Yeah, and then have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Then some guy named Muhammad was the same. Hello, yes, I would like to enter and see cockpit. And then he took a box cutter out and hijacked the plane.
Right.
And we all know the story from there. So maybe he was one of those guys. He just really wanted to see the cockpit again.
Get that little toy plane.
Yeah.
From the pilot.
You know, until 9/11, they used to have a fire axe. I remember that. Yeah. I flew a few times before 9/11, and they used to have a fire axe right next to the cockpit door. That way, if anything ever happened to the cockpit crew, anyone on the outside could still get in. One of the first measures, the first protective measures of 9/11 was, let's just
do away with the fire axe.
Let's do away with the fire axe.
I like the idea of a guy just freaking out like, I didn't hear him in a while. Let's just bust down the door and make sure.
Didn't they put a pistol in the cockpit too? Access by key to the cockpit?
I don't like that idea. I don't like this drunk pilots just deciding right? life or death.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they judge, jury, and executioner. Yeah. It's just a kid trying to get a little plastic plane from you.
Yeah,
exactly.
But it's crazy, though. Some fake wings. Like, vigilantism?
Yeah. Batmanism?
Yeah, Batmanism. You know, that's generally looked down upon. Like, you know, if you're a vigilante, you're generally going to get, you know, prosecuted for it or whatever. You can't just take the law into your own hands unless you're 30,000 feet in the air.
And that's what they want.
Yeah, there was one of them here. Yeah, one of the headlines is plane captain asked for help with problem passenger on chaotic flight from L.A. to Atlanta. And this this actually turned out to be an off-duty flight attendant who got on the PA system and was telling people about oxygen masks or what. It was an unauthorized use of the PA system. And that quickly led to the captain, like verbatim, being like, "I need all as many strong strong able-bodied men to the front of the passenger compartment now as soon as possible to help deal with an unruly passenger." I watched this is like TikTok video of this, and I mean it's like six guys just throwing fists.
Holy crap!
It's just a pile of bodies and limbs. I don't even know what's going on. You just see fists being thrown into.
It's like a cartoon.
I guess somebody's laying on the ground. Who knows? I mean, but it's the plane captain literally asking for help. You know.
Right. I just like the. How about, like, you know, first class? It was they were flying to the Fast and Furious 9 shoot, and the Rock and Vin Diesel step up, like, what? Yeah. You know, this guy down.
Don't. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, sure. Yeah.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Who's going to be on that thing.
Right?
Maybe that's the true. Rock is in coach.
Yeah. But I mean, in the video, you see, like, every guy on the plane thought, well, I'm a strong, able bitch. Just run up there just to throw some fists at a rando.
Yeah.
You know, that's a. I was telling you all that it's like 50% of the people of 50% of the people who get on a plane say, I'm Batman.
Yeah.
And then the other 50%, according to these headlines, seem to be going, here's Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a bunch of insane wackos.
Where's the axe?
But let me, if I could read through just a couple more. And like I said, these are just from the last few weeks. Let's see. Unruly passenger forces LA to Nashville flight diversion. Different from the one I just said. Upset passengers assault cabin crew, fellow passengers. This was a group of passengers who just decided to freak out.
Yeah.
Probably a bunch of non-maskers or something.
Yeah.
passenger injured after jumping out of plane. Expected. Yeah.
Jumping out of like flying plane?
No, it was taxiing. One of my favorites. Shirtless man attempts to open emergency door during flight. It's no shirt, no shoes, no service. Right. Works at an Easy Mart, but I guess on a plane,
no shirt. You open that thing, and everybody's phones fly out of their hands, and
totally loses pressure in the cabin.
Right.
I see a shirtless man on a plane.
You're going to step up?
I'm going to step up. Okay. I think so.
Those are all the real life headlines for the nightly news for 90s romantic comedy movies. Right. Think about it. They all had some of those. They stopped the plane on the tarmac.
That's what we were told.
Overnight.
I really wanted to date this girl.
Yeah. Just get the truck that has the ladder and have him drive, and I'll stand on the ladder and we'll,
He always wore his shirt, though.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
John Cusack.
Yeah,
Here's man punched by unruly airline passenger at JAX speaks out. What the fuck does that mean?
I mean, speaks out.
Yeah. He's trying. What? Shut up, okay?
You mean speaks out? Like, who speaks out?
Yeah, the man who got punched.
He speaks out.
Like, he's like so outspoken.
I got punched.
Yeah.
On the plane.
I lost an AirPod.
I told you about the plane captain asked for help with problem passenger. This one is honestly from a few years ago, but it just goes to show you how stupid people are. And, woman kicked off flight for bringing service peacock on board plane. And my idea is this person doesn't need an emotional support animal. Somebody who's going to bring a peacock on a plane, they need a mental asylum.
Yeah, straitjacket will do them well.
They need a damn lobotomy. Yeah. I don't know if they still do that, but I would vote for somebody who's like, bring lobotomies back for people who try to bring peacocks onto planes.
Yeah.
Worst animal in the world.
Squawking, horrible, shitty, stinky. Yeah.
It was a male one, too, and they're walking around the airport with this thing perched on their shoulder like they're freaking...
Shoulder?
Yeah, Captain Blackbeard. I don't know what they got going on. And just walking around...
No, it's my support animal.
Yeah, and I read the story to this. This lady had called the airport like numerous times. Like she was trying to catch different people being like, is it okay if I bring my peacock? And everybody's like, no. And then she just decides to come anyways. And somehow she gets through the idiotic TSA security checkpoint.
That's funny.
They didn't tear it open?
Yeah.
We're going to have to check your peacock.
Yeah, shove a hand up its cloaca to see what's in there.
Tear it like a tissue paper.
But in any case, as she's boarding, she brings it on. She gets it onto the plane, and then as like I guess the flight attendants are doing their pre-flight check, they're like, can't have that thing
anymore.
You know, you ever seen a peacock's fan when it fans out? I mean, it's like 20 feet wide or something. It'd fill up the whole cockpit.
Yeah, that's
right. You know, we're already dealing with idiots not wearing masks on planes. We're dealing with a baby screaming, the smells of everybody on there. We don't need your terrible bird on there, too. Just terrible.
I just want to know the reasoning.
Yeah.
Like, I'm depressed. It makes me feel happy when I see it.
It's just, it goes back to people feeling special.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what it is.
And then they
Facebook Live on the way out of the plane, like, getting escorted, and they're like, you know, they wouldn't let me on with my emotional support bird.
Yeah, you're a disgusting person.
Yeah.
Just die.
Yeah.
Do us all a favor.
You were saying, though, what was the first one you said now? It was some guy jumps out of the plane. Was he a hijacker?
He leaps. From air. According to the story,
failed hijack.
He was like gonna hijack the plane, and then he chickened out, or when he like went to twist the knob, it was locked, and he was like, I'm out of ideas.
My hands are tied.
So
imagine sitting there.
Jumps out of the plane.
Imagine sitting there in the mind of a guy who's like looking to hijack the plane. Like, oh my gosh, you're just sitting there like, can I get you a water? Like, thank you. I'm fine. You know, sitting there, like the guy next to you is like kind of looking, you know, he's got some tattoos, bald head. You're like, oh man, this guy might be an issue.
Yeah.
You know, I was able to sneak on a plastic fork. I don't know if that's going to help me with anything. And then, like, do you ever just take the flight? to like, you're just like, I'm just going to sit here nice and pleasant. Just take the flight. I don't want to go to Denver, but I don't have a choice now.
Yeah, you just bought like a one-way ticket.
Now you're just like, what's there in Denver?
That's funny.
Yeah. It'd be like when you're sitting there like at a place, you're looking to ask a girl out or something. You get up, you like walking towards her, and you're just like, and you just go to the bar or something. And just, I'll get, you know, something to drown my sorrows.
Yeah, no matter how much you practice beforehand. Yeah. You know, like, I just don't know if it's worth it.
So he just like, jumps off the plane. That's interesting.
Yeah.
The mind of a hijacker. Like, you got, I mean, a successful one, I can understand, but just sitting there, just like, what are you thinking? Like, come on. 45 minutes on the tarmac here.
Delayed, you know? Again?
Yeah.
Gotta get the air before this will work.
The whole thing gets, the whole flight gets canceled because some lady gets kicked off with her peacock.
Yeah. You're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a one-way ticket. You brought nothing with you.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Any baggage? Nope.
Yep.
Just what's on my pants.
Not a backpack or nothing?
Just what's in my shoes. Oh, my goodness. God. But yeah, I think it's all about just like, you know, you get kicked off or you freak out so that then you can like post about how right you were and wrong everybody else was.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just been a whole life of you posting and feeling important and this and that. And when it's just everybody says it now. What is the meaning of this?
But who's the bigger clown? The person that posts that, mm-hmm. or the 10 or 12 people that are going,
you
I
go,
know, girl.
You
oh,
go,
you
girl.
Know, that happened to me the other day, too, and they kept my luggage.
Right, right, and that's the thing. They just like I do, they're waiting for you to shut up with your post so they can dime on my story.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Or the guy that's like, this is America, last time I checked, and it's all about freedom, and we get to do whatever we want. That's why I punched that female flight attendant right in the face. When she told me to put my mask on.
She told me no more rum and cokes. Yeah. I was drunk enough.
Yeah. Here's a few headlines, too, in response to these other headlines, okay? All right. For one, the FAA has reported over 3,200 cases of unruly passengers. About 2,500 of those are all people who don't want to wear their mask on a plane. I assume most of these people probably never flown before because if you're on a plane and you sneeze, everybody's breathing in.
Exactly.
That you're getting it all.
Yeah.
I mean, they used to smoke on a plane in a sealed tube.
Yes. Yeah. It's a pressurized environment.
Lit.
Yeah. Every breath that somebody takes, you're breathing back in. It's a nasty environment.
Yeah.
That's
totally.
Why. Just wear your mask. You know, it's not a big deal. And those people are like, I just can't. I can't wear my mask for a 2-hour flight to LA.
And don't go there.
And it's like, dude, then you have other health issues. Yeah. You really need to be. Yeah. You probably don't spend your money on a flight. You know, you need to get like medical therapy something.
I thought you were going to give some like some counter headlines like, you know, masked man is perfectly pleasant on flight to Denver.
No.
Like, hey, that's news.
That's not that. Hey, come on. It's just like you read a story like train crash, 3 people dead. You don't read a story that says train crash, 700 people survive.
Yeah.
Right.
Here's another one. Southwest and America. Or no, let me get to that one last.
Train crash, 3 people dead. One of them was actually a heart attack before the crash.
Yeah. Right.
Sorry.
TSA reinstating crew member self-defense training programs for flight attendant. I could see that. That's
we got Steven Seagal training him, like with all of the things
he
does.
Chop to
the karate chop to the hand to disarm.
Oh yeah,
and then the
one
to the neck, then the clothesline. That'd be easy enough to do.
Yeah, something like a little 110-pound flight attendant. You know, now they got to teach her jujitsu.
Yeah,
just to make a domestic flight.
Right.
You know. But here's you remember the logo come fly the friendly skies?
Yeah.
That was that was the airline industry in a nutshell. I mean, it's more like now it's like if you're insane, fly in our plane.
Yeah.
But no, this is the headline. This is stupid people ruin everything.
All right.
Always.
True.
Always. Anything. The only reason we have laws in this country is because some stupid person went too far.
Yeah.
And then the government had to come in and tell everybody can't do that no more.
Yeah.
Southwest.
Put caution hot on coffee cups. Come on, people.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you got to put a label on a jar of peanuts that says may contain peanuts.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Southwest and American Airlines have both suspended alcohol sales because
That's
of the spike in drunk passengers, which is generally leading now to more unruly behavior. The
what
only way I can fly nowadays is because I'm blind, stinking drunk. That's the only
but
way
you
I can
conduct. What happened to the days that you could just be drunk in a chair?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Maybe you got a little loud at one point.
Maybe you
it was
pee.
A hush up. You know, you got told to, you know, just keep quiet. Just keep a little quiet. Oh, please. Yeah, okay, no way. You know, why can't you just be drunk in a chair anymore? You got to be going wild.
Yeah.
You got to be going crazy, banging in cockpit doors and and punching flight attendants.
Yeah. I'm literally going to have to look for airlines now that still serve. That's the only way I can fly. Yeah. Well, I've had some bad flying. The last flying experience I had was really bad on the way down, and I told myself I'm never getting on a plane unless I'm drunk. And
I'm pretty sure when we flew Southwest, and they said they put the excuse that the federal government said no alcohol right now.
No,
so they're at least blaming it on the feds.
They blame Biden. Come on.
Yeah.
Come and fly the drunken skies. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Somebody's still offering.
Like
that's
a party.
What you should.
Adults only. 18 or 21 plus flights.
Exactly.
That's what I want.
Boom.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to, do you have TikTok on your phone? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, no, screw 21 and over. 30 and over.
Ooh.
I got a couple years yet.
Yeah.
I'll sacrifice my drunk flying to get that 30 plus flying
that's
going
fun.
On. Some adults. Wait, no. These are the adults are the problem, surely. It's the 45-year-old Christian ladies on.
Best dang tweet I ever saw with the other day was from the FAA, which was it was a picture of like a new Dodge Ram with like a bow on the hood. And it was like, you know, you could have bought a brand new truck, but now you're paying $35,000 in fines because you decided to punch a flight attendant in her face.
Yeah. Right.
And that is another response. The FAA now has announced that $35,000 fine.
Good.
If you've been deemed unruly. Absolutely.
Yeah. I like that because that's got to be considered like an attack on, right? Like, you know, an attack on America. Almost.
Yeah, exactly.
Like we don't know what you're trying to do. Punch a flight attendant. Next thing you do, you're knocking down something else. Got box cutters
in the cockpit.
Yeah.
Flying
yeah,
on an attack. Just
When I'm on a plane, I hate it when people get up to use the bathroom.
Right.
You know, to me, it's such a fragile little aluminum tube going 30,000 feet in the air at 400 miles per hour. I just want everybody to sit down.
Yeah.
Okay. The last flight I was on, this dude kept getting up and going.
Just probably before they even said the seatbelt sign is off now, you may move about the cabin.
Yeah.
I hate the ones that get up and go to the bathroom before, because they'll say, please leave your seatbelt on. We're, you know, climbing to such and such thousand feet where we'll then allow you to take your seatbelts off.
Right.
People still get up.
Yeah, and it's like, feel free to use the bathroom if you absolutely need to. Not like, feel free to get up and mingle around the cabin.
Exactly.
You know, just walk around. Hey.
Just decide to go ahead and jog.
Just
get my exercise.
It's my speed walking time.
Just sit down. Sit down. It's a 2-hour flight. You can hold it.
Yes.
Okay. People jump up. Hey, CrossFitters, let's do this.
Burpees.
Yeah, you're going to throw off the balance of the plane there.
You know, it's just, it's such a contrast. I mean, this is all way before our time, but flying used to be a glamorous thing. I don't know.
Dress up in a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
smoke with a.
Yeah.
And
a
act like
a gentleman.
Would
light your cigarette for you.
Yeah. With a glass of bourbon overflowing and act like a gentleman.
Absolutely.
You know,
well, a gentleman.
Up,
you still slap the flight attendant's ass.
Yeah, but you got away with it.
Yeah, that's right.
You didn't smell BO. I mean,
now,
a flight
it's all Dracar
Noir. It's like Greyhound. It's like taking a Greyhound bus 30,000 feet in the air.
It is like you are packed. You are packed. They've tripled the amount of seating, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then,
you look at planes back in the day. They all had like reclining seats.
Yeah,
stretch out. Before it was like 100% just profit.
Right.
You know, when you're on a plane, you're just a damn dollar sign.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are.
And that's the thing. Like you watch that corporate consolidation type thing, like and following norms inside businesses. Like one airline makes it so you start having to pay for your very first checked bag.
Yep.
Which is crazy. You should get
and then your ticket,
you should get your checked bag.
Yep.
One bag.
Yeah.
And then the second one, sure, pay the money.
Right.
But no, now it's the first checked bag. And then they do it, and then all the other ones immediately just, okay, that's the norm.
But it comes full circle. Now one's offering, hey, your bags fly free. All bags fly free. You can check 30 of them if you wanted to.
Maybe. I mean, but that's losing out because
that's going overboard.
That was because checked bag fees were like a couple hundred thousand dollar industry, and now it's like a $1 billion industry.
Yeah,
it's just the profit from checked bags. Just your first one is like $50. That's craziness. Who knows?
Sorry.
Who knows? That's just people again acting super like we gotta, I don't know, just being really, really full of themselves. Like, yeah. Sit down, shut up, don't use the bathroom, don't, like, if you're gonna get drunk, act like a man.
Don't bring
you know?
Your baby.
Don't bring your, well, I mean, you might sometimes have to. But, like, that I would just get off the plane. If some, like, lady comes up to me with, like, a baby and other kids and it's like, hey, you're sitting in the middle. Okay, I'm sitting the aisle seat. I need it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like, I'll just get off the plane.
Just a little decorum on flight. Let's not, I mean, I know it's 2021. Everything's amazing, you know, or whatever. But the miracle of flight, let's still just appreciate that. You know, it doesn't have to be like, I don't know. It's just, you were talking earlier this morning about a guy who called in a bomb threat at a Burger King or something because he didn't get the sauce he wanted with something. And, man, what the hell?
Stick it in some barbecue sauce and eat it and shut up.
Just eat it.
I'm going to take the devil's advocate real quick.
All right.
All right. When it comes to especially the way you dress, think about it. I wore some very soft pants and a tank top style short shirt and slip-on shoes. Because I knew I was going to have to take off my shoes, take off my belt if I wore a belt, you know what I mean? And they're going to check me if I was wearing any clothing that was, you know, baggy and wasn't revealing or whatever. So I never have a problem getting through the check station, you know? So
it doesn't sound that bad. I'm talking
about.
But
if you had dress shoes on, your belt, your button up tie, you know what I mean? You have to take all that more effort.
You never used to have to do that.
Right. Exactly.
Like, so we don't need to return to the days of suits. It's just like, you know, maybe the flip flops, the short shorts and the who farted t-shirt could be left in the bag. Like, check that and wear something of a decent appearance, you know?
Right.
You know,
I mean, your average flight looks no different than going to Walmart nowadays.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Or like you said, it's totally Greyhound now.
Yeah.
It's just Greyhound flights, you know.
I mean, flights are cheaper than they ever have been. So now the common rabble can just hop on a plane anytime they want. You know,
we're going to Florida.
Yeah.
Going to Disney World or whatever, whichever one is there.
Common rebel.
Yeah, the common rebel.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, so that's it. People,
I don't want to talk about it. I'm just like, dude,
Yeah, you're getting heated over there, man.
Yeah.
You're not being funny, you're being angry.
Yeah, I know.
Which is funny.
I'm hijacking the next
flight. I was going to say, it's funny.
I'm hijacking the next flight I'm on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that.
Don't say that. They'd be like, sir, can we talk to you over here?
Right.
No, the somebody fact that I can't drink, I'm never flying again.
Right.
Yeah.
That last flight, I'm absolutely terrified of flying now. We were flying from Phoenix to Dallas, and it took 3 attempts for the plane to actually land. Every time he got about 1,000 feet above the runway, right about the time where I was like, I could jump out and probably survive this.
Yeah.
He would like pull back up because the turbulence was so bad. Like the masks came down. People were screaming, praying, crying, calling their relatives.
Sounds like people dying, going to die.
Absolutely. So it was a lot of sounding like people going to die. And, you know, you can keep a cool composure in those situations until like everybody else around you is just panicking. You're like,
I'm panicking with you.
Yeah.
Go with the mob.
Yeah.
We landed. I was safe. The plane didn't crash.
Good. All right. Awesome.
You know,
awesome.
But I broke my phone in the Phoenix airport, so I couldn't even call my wife to tell her, like, I love you.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry, Patrick. The TiVo guy's here. I'll have to call you back. Curb your enthusiasm. Anyway, talking about people being full of themselves, Jay Lindley.
Yes, sir.
No, you're going on a vacay, or it's kind of like a workcation.
True.
So you're gonna go
church
help out at church camp.
Yes.
So just kind of help out, be the muscle, like you said. Clack some kids' heads together when they're acting out.
Yes.
Make sure no homosexuality is going on.
Absolutely. And
throw orange juice into the kids' eyes.
Absolutely.
Acting out. Yeah.
No sexuality will be going on.
No, no sexuality.
It doesn't matter what kind.
You should dress like a bodyguard or like a secret agent or something or what is it? The Secret Service or something like that.
Black jacket,
like,
black slacks,
walk
black
around.
Tie.
Yeah. Yeah. The earpiece.
Yeah. Clock. Hidden somewhere
absolutely.
On you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like the idea of that. So what are you doing? Like,
I don't know yet. Whatever they asked me to do.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just pure volunteer. They asked me if
I could.
Set up
the tables.
Probably, yeah. I'll probably like referee basketball, maybe like be a water station at the 5K or, you know, just whatever. I don't know.
So I went to Bible camp as a kid, and I was lying on the air earlier just for the sake of other the crazy camp and the Bible camp, one and the same. It was Bible camp that I went to, and it was insane.
Wildest time of my life.
It was crazy. Like, it was absolute madness at all moments, all times of the day. And they had like way older kids with way younger kids, and there was bullying and pushing. There was like a big mud fight at one point that like the counselors could not stop. It was like 1,000 kids and 5 counselors. We're like, we can overrun them. We like took over dominion of the camp at one point.
Wow.
And like, yeah, it was crazy. I remember that. And like the girls camp was way off from the boys camp, and like they joined in. They like ran over for the mud fight. So it was this massive mud fight. And that's the one where, a kid, like, we made him catch bees with his hands.
Yeah.
And he got all stung up. Better catch these bees. You're going to catch these hands, son. Catch them bees. Yeah. You're going to hang out with
us. This vacation Bible school. Yeah,
exactly. I just remember, like, having to sit down and listen to things. It was a very odd time. All I could think about was, like, getting the next soda. I remember that. I was just like, so wanted the soda so bad. And there was, like, these dank cabins I was bunked with. I don't understand why my mother sent me to this camp. I really don't.
She was at her wit's end.
Yeah, she wanted some time for her summer. Yeah. She'd kick you away. I just remember just waiting. Like, I cannot wait. This was the longest 2 weeks. 2 weeks!
2 weeks!
2 weeks of, like, nobody I know. You know,
yeah,
things
horrible.
Are going crazy. It's like Lord of the Flies.
Did you make any friends?
No.
None whatsoever?
No.
Dang.
No friends.
That's rough.
No friends.
That's rough.
And like no even like cabin lake. We were next to a lake. No lake activity. No swimming.
What?
No, nothing. Like no fire building. I don't even remember a fire or like even the
well, it sounds like when mud fights, they probably burned the place down at some point. They didn't touch out a light of fire.
Oh, man. Mm. Yeah, that's true. That's true. There was no like quintessential moment, like stereotypical camp counselor sitting down with the acoustic guitar.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, come on, guys. Sit around the fire. Have another Mountain Dew. You know, like.
Get hopped up.
Yeah.
Let's sing about the Lord.
None of that.
Nothing?
Like, no, the counselors were like. You know, they were like Jason Voorhees as counselors. They were banging and doing drugs in the cabins and stuff. Never saw them.
It was like court-ordered community service for them.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
I'm sure yours is going to be a lot better.
Absolutely. This is a much better area. This
you're
was
not going to let any of those kind
Canada.
Of shenanigans.
Unfortunately, the kids, the boys especially, because it's going to be some of the girls and the boys are separated in many cases. Because the hormones are going crazy at these ages.
Well, where do you put the non-binary and transgender people?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Special tent for that.
I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah.
A church camp, to be honest.
I can see that.
Okay. just a thought. Only I don't know.
Only a conversion camp.
Yeah. Save that for the Unitarian church Bible camp.
And, oh, my goodness. Yes. So, lots of camp to be had.
Lots of camping to be done. All right, fine.
Like
well, you make it a fun time, man. You'll make it a fun time.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
make
yeah,
it a fun
absolutely.
I wish I would have had Jay Lindley there as my...
I wouldn't worry about him molesting me. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Or maybe I would. I don't know.
I might have been a completely different person if there was one Jay Lindley at my camp.
Man,
who would have been like,
yeah.
I would have been standing out of the mud circle, like looking at it, like, what's going on? And he would have been like, hey, come on, man. Let me talk to you a little bit. Let me tell you about,
you
know, takes me
into
the cabin.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, don't do that. I don't want to do that. Oh, my Lord. So, yeah, take a second. Talk about some Mountain Fork. Brewing Company, Hochatown Distilling Company, big sponsor of the podcast, big time, or, you know,
Bigly.
Every time we do the podcast and anytime we can make a funny or two, it's because of them. So shout out to them running the speakeasy over in Hochatown. Go and check them out if you're in the area visiting, anything like that. You got to try their vodka. Many beers on tap, craft good beers. They got bourbon.
Fall in love with their bourbon.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, I've always been a clear liquor person. Their bourbon is taking over my life.
Yeah, yeah. Bourbon is good stuff. All of it is.
Bourbon.
So check it out. Big shout out. Mountain Fork Brewery, Hochatown Distilling Company for making this all possible.
So can we talk about the lake thing? Ooh, is it too lake-ish? Premature to?
Lake-ish? Yeah, it's too premature, but we could talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing wrong with being a little premature, disappointing some folks.
Yeah, yeah. You know, empty promises and such. But, yeah.
We might have shouted out yesterday after during last a week. Regrettable meeting last week or whatever it was to the. Doing the regrettable cruise on Broken Bow Lake.
Yes.
So it's sounding pretty cool. It's sounding like it can be something that can be done. It can be done. Can
the
be
infrastructure done. Is there.
Exactly.
At the very least from what we've
We'll build on it.
Yeah,
we'll
the skeleton is there. So that'll be live. That'll be live. Awesome. You come. We're going to give some tickets away on our radio show to...
Not many, though.
No, right? Like five.
About five. Yeah, because we'll have family and friends coming.
Yeah, family friends. So it's probably going to be a little bit of a tighter exclusive event.
Absolutely.
We're being told, like... So, remember, he was like, yeah, I'm sure, like, Wednesday would be a good day to set it. I was like, I had to hijack the phone. I was like, man, I'm telling you, like, we got to make this a thing.
Yeah.
It's a show.
But he's like, well, do you think you could do it from, like, 8 to 10?
Well,
perfect.
Yes,
absolutely.
I think we can do it from 8 to 10.
He was like, "Well, this is why it's best because they leave at 8 and they don't have any scheduled tours after that, so you can really go as long as you want." Perfect.
That's awesome.
Can you drink on the boat? Absolutely, my friend. So it's going to be a
boom.
It's all sounding perfect. If you can't go, I'm certain this is going to be a great episode to check out and listen to. Would love to just be on the lake. It sounds so. Super duper awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna chuck Tyler in at one point because he can't really swim. So we'll see what happens.
Nice. Yeah. I can save you.
Yeah, don't do that.
Certified search and rescue.
Yeah.
Even if it's your corpse, I have to say.
Okay. You will have to drag it out at some point.
Save the corpse.
Yeah.
Save the corpses.
Save the corpses.
I split in half with the harpoon that I was trying to use to yank him up.
Pull him up.
Yeah.
We just have a floaty that always says, like, do not use as a safety. As a safety device or whatever. I got this tube, but I can't throw it to you.
Or like I'm drowning and I'm like, well, I can't use that. Anyway, stupid. But yeah, we're gonna do that. We're also thinking about getting going at the Speakeasy. Shout out again, Hochtown Distilling Company, Mountain Fork Brewery.
Yeah.
Going to the Speakeasy there and doing a podcast there as well, maybe trying to make it not like live show, but like have some people around, some open mics because we're in the fortress here.
This
is the fortress of podcasting right now. Nobody's allowed in, nobody's allowed out. It's cage match. You don't hear any sounds from anywhere else but our three mouths, so maybe a clinking of a glass or two.
Bring money.
I'm not buying you drinks for you, but yeah, that's gonna be about it. So we're looking forward. We got some big things coming at you with Regrettable very soon. So super excited for that.
Things of some size, at least.
Of a size.
Yes.
Microscopic.
Possible substance.
Gigantic. Yeah. Who
It'll
knows?
Have some. Mass
measurable
to it,
substance. Absolutely.
Might be atomic, who knows. We got a question.
Woo-hoo.
Not from a listener. I don't believe it's from a listener. Maybe they'll listen this time. Gotta be honest, this is a bit of a heavier one. So we got, it's not heavy, it's an interesting situation that there's some broken hearted going on. So if you can't laugh or like anything, because I'm about to go in on this one, turn this off. This is the answer to your question is not for you. So let's just hop right into it. By the way, this question is sponsored by Laura Lindley, attorney at law in downtown Dequeen. All right. I'm just saying that now. Question. I overheard my husband at a party telling another woman that I'm not really his type. We've been married for 1.5 years, together for 3. I thought things were going well. I'm not the most beautiful woman out there, but I do take care of myself, think I'm attractive. So I confront him about this comment. We were all drinking, so maybe it was a slip of the tongue. I know I'm not attractive to everybody, but I married this man. Hearing that broke my heart. I'm feeling so conflicted on what to do. Please help. Slip of the tongue. I can't think of a single thing that rhymes or is close. Like, maybe it's like, she's not really my wife is the only thing that, which is worse, is not really my type.
Well, is that the only part of the conversation? Does she know the context of that exact, those words? Because the dude could have married outside of his normal type, what he dated prior. Right. So if she's not, if she's blondehead and he normally dated redheads, then maybe he wasn't, she wasn't his type. And that's what he was describing.
What, so is he settling? Is that like what?
No, he's just saying, I fell in love, I found and fell in love with someone that wasn't what I thought was my type. Hmm. That's what I'm saying.
But then she is, that right? You're not going to marry somebody who's not your type.
Did she properly hear the conversation? What if he was like, what if the person he was talking to is like, do you like William Eyelash? Yeah. And then he's like, no, she's not really my type.
She's not really my type.
You know?
But she says, telling another woman that I'm not really her, his type.
He was talking to another
woman? He's talking to another woman at a place. I'm not really his type.
I didn't get the woman. Yeah.
Let me. You want me to read it one more time?
Yes, do it again. Yeah.
All right. I overheard my husband at a party telling another woman that I'm not really his type. You want the whole thing?
That's good.
Yeah. Married for a year and a half, together for three. It's not that long. Year and a half before you get married.
Yeah, and then if you are questioning it enough that you email and say, you know, it hurt your feelings and all that. I mean, maybe the context was there that he was trying to hit on old chick and say, well, my wife, she ain't even really my type, you know.
You need to leave this guy.
That's right.
This guy, nothing but trouble. Year and a half into it, and he's talking to another woman, being like, my wife's not really my type. He's obviously an idiot, too.
Tried to look to the positive side.
Yeah.
Just now. Yeah. We tried to find it.
Tried to. You married there. Down, and that was nice of you to go ahead and do that, but you need
she
to
tried
just,
to save him.
Come on, you deserve better than that.
My immediate response to anybody getting in any type of argument is like, leave them. That's usually it's like, my girlfriend, leave her. That's it. Leave her. Oh, my boyfriend. Leave him. Like, you know, oh, my husband. Get divorce.
Yeah.
Like, that's usually my answer, you know. But
we ain't got that much time on the planet. So, you know, cut your losses when you can.
Right.
And you shouldn't spend significant portions of your life just unhappy.
Right.
You know, just because, like, now the government or society tells you, oh, you're locked into something. No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
You got kids? Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No kids means your marriage is
Divorce ain't that expensive.
No.
It really isn't.
I don't think so. And
I've
like,
known plenty of poor people who got divorced. Yeah. So.
And I'm using that like Simpsons lawyer. Whatever his name is. Yeah. I don't remember his name. Mm. I mean, clearly you're wanting to be married, so you shouldn't be wasting any time. I mean, it depends. What you should do, obviously, is confront him.
I agree.
But then like really try and gauge and catch him off guard. Make sure you catch him off guard. That way he has no time. Like, it's so easy to tell, right, when your husband is, like, quickly coming up with something. Like,
right. And don't do it confrontational-like.
No.
Well, do it matter-of-fact.
Yes.
That will catch him off guard the most.
You know what the best time to do it would be? When you guys are having a good time.
Exactly.
So you're having a good time.
Absolutely.
You go, you sit down, it's sandwich time, lunch. And then you're sitting there, and he just made a joke. You laugh. You eat one Dorito, and you're like, "So hey,
so about me not being your type?
God, yeah, dude, this is serious. Like that's the best time. And like he's got a mouthful of sandwich. Yeah. He can't really think on his feet too well.
Yeah, chokes to death, dies. You have no problem.
Yeah.
Problems solved. Get his life insurance.
Life insurance. Win.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Maybe a public place.
Yeah.
Fun time at the beach.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So hey. You know, just be you. Be prepared for a bad time, and then he's not, and then there you got hand in the marriage, the upper hand.
Sneaky little lamprey, aren't you?
What you want?
I think you're positioning. Tyler's single.
He is. Actually.
You take care of yourself.
So down
you think
for
you're good looking.
Yeah,
and this guy, he don't appreciate you.
Yeah, you live here.
Yeah.
where you
want to move
at?
Here?
Yeah. 32. Ah! No.
I got a couch you can sleep on?
Yeah, a couple of them. But this whole thing, feeling so conflicted on what to do.
Yikes.
Broken heart, you know? feeling less
emoji?
Attractive.
Is it a broken heart emoji?
No emoji. Yeah, because then we'd know this is all a lie.
Yeah.
There's no emojis. There's hard stops. This is hard proper punctuation through the whole thing.
Yeah, my wife heard me say something like that, there would be some problems. Would be a Chernobyl develop afterwards.
Like, and I bet you, like, you could work through it, but, oh, man. Ugh. Like, you would have no hand in the marriage. Like, it's not, you don't want to be in a situation, man or woman, to have, like, no leverage.
Yeah.
You know, not saying you want to apply leverage in a bad way, but it always stinks when you're like the person who's constantly like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, and got to be like, you have like a whole year of making up to do. And then even then, you know, 5 years from now, because you have to bring this up to him. Right. And even if you make it through it and it was drunk, you misheard, blah, 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 or whatever, you know, 5 years from now in another argument, like, well, I guess I'm not really your type. Yeah, like, that's going to come out again.
Yes. It's like this nuclear option.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. This horrible statement that you're ready to like just whip out like long. I'm holstered and ready to go. Yes. On
one shot, baby. Yeah.
Have you guys ever locked messed up bad in a relationship? Oh. And you know that ammo is always there now.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm just not your type then, you know? And it's like, and that's going to be terrible, because when you pull those ninja moves on a guy, he just freaks out, right? Yeah. Like, we're not good arguers when it comes down to it.
He goes back to 3 years old.
Yes,
I mean, that's my
primal brain. Yes. Like, you go back to reptilian primal brain.
I think I go on overload and overheat, to be honest with that, because I just shut down. I'm like, cool, whatever, go on, do your thing.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I'm like,
and that's bad.
It's even worse.
Almost even worse. That's like your parents tell you, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of, like, some reflection and stuff. Yeah. That this person needs to do. Like, we need to know what she's getting out of the relationship. We know what feller is not getting out of the relationship, I guess. His type. You know, I mean, is he, like, super rich? And,
These questions always beg for more context.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing they're both recently out of college. You know, maybe Tyler's age, or 25-ish, give or take. Yeah. They both have the same amount of student debt, you know what I mean? Student loan debt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just...
Now it's shared.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know,
planned for their future.
They just bought their house. There's no equity in it whatsoever.
Right. Oh.
So, you know what I mean?
And then it turns into a rom-com where now you're dating other people same house.
They even started a Roth IRA, so you're going to have to split thing.
No.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so the most intriguing thing to me about this is the resolve that women have. To be able to get hit with that, go home and not, like, if a dude heard his wife saying, oh yeah, he's not really my type, to another dude, you like knock the other dude out. Yeah. What's going on? And you're like, yeah, you're really not my type. You just knocked him out. You're just not my type.
Even more so.
Yeah.
Like violence.
Freaking out about it, not being able to do words. I don't know how to do words in that situation while she's just like, you know, goes home. Honestly,
year and a half, you guys been married together, 3. I've been with my wife. We've been married 9 years together, 12, 13, 13 years.
You got that right.
Year and a, yeah, I know. Year and a half. I got the marriage part right. That's the most important
part. Right.
You've been married a year and a half together, 3. Believe me, it is not too late to just cut your losses.
No.
And if it's just
get worse.
Yeah. I mean,
that could be a 1/100th of your life, really.
Yeah.
I would like to think this guy didn't just say that out of context. I mean, is he like Prince Charming, like the other 99.9% of the time? I mean, I don't know.
I've known couples and certain people to be totally cool with flirting. Flirting as long as it does not lead to something. Yeah. Like, if Laura were sometimes flirting kind of just happens. And some people have a flirty personality about them, even if they're not like super trying or anything. And I've known plenty of couples be like, I just kind of like that. I know he would never. But you never
guys are especially like that. Like, a girl says hello to him and he's like, she obviously wants to see me.
Yeah, absolutely. But the moment that you're demeaning another person, your significant other now.
Yeah.
She's not really my type. Right. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
You
like,
won't know that
how man. Attractive is that? There's a really important question that needs to be answered. How's your sex life?
Yeah.
That's an crazy important question. I mean, is he just like uninterested? Mm. You know, what's a type anyway? That's a type. You're a dude. Yeah. I'll take a midget if I get presented with the opportunity.
A crawdad hole is your type, okay?
Careful. Yeah. That ain't bacon, boy.
Type, man. The penis does not discriminate.
No, yeah.
Against anything. So this type.
It's very woke.
Yes, it's very woke. Yeah, absolutely. So I don't know
if you're a more visually aroused type person.
That's your mind.
Right? Yeah.
You get it in a certain situation and you're ready to go.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, maybe not, certain things are like absolute, but, you're young, party, anything in there is your type. Yeah, anything in there is your type. There's plenty of dudes that I've known to be good looking, good flirting dudes, and they just go with
whatever.
Go with what they can at the party. Yeah. That's their type.
You close your eyes, your penis becomes the most inclusive thing you could ever, the most inclusive thing in the universe.
Yeah. Okay. For sure. For sure. So if you guys are cool, flirty type of couple, or you're flirting with other people, not saying swingers, not saying anything like
that. Right, just
that's
flirty. Okay,
that's not a good flirt, though, to just demean your wife.
Right.
You know, exactly. And that's not attractive to the other girl. He definitely swung and missed with her as well, this woman.
Yeah.
You think? You know, it's more like a woman would be more attractive when you're like, oh, yeah, my wife is my everything.
Exactly.
You know,
not say, the type of woman who would be like, yeah, I can see how, you know, he like throws that out. She's not really my type. And then that other woman is like, oh, yeah, maybe plays.
Right.
It goes with it. I don't know. Test them for STDs. I guess that's the point I'm trying to make. Yes.
When's the last time have you made love since this? You know, that's all important, I think. I know, you know, I'd like to know. A lot more than what I'm getting. Slip of the tongue, though. I mean, there's nothing else close. She's not really my wife. Yeah. She's not really my life. She's not really my type. I don't know. Slip of the tongue is not real. Guys don't slip of the tongue, I don't think. I think they mean what they say, especially when talking to another woman. Well, they don't mean what they say. Any guy talking to a woman is every man. You know, whatever. They're just gauging, you know. They're just waiting to know what you like, and then I like that too.
Yeah,
you know? you're not yourself when you're just talking to a woman.
Yeah. I think you can be, especially when there's no expectation.
You have a low success rate when it comes to what you're trying to get in, though. You know, like I've been on plenty of dates, and some of them I get to the point where I'm saying my opinion and. Whoosh,
oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
You're just this, like, I'm not saying, like, second, third date, sure, but that first date or that first meeting, you're just like it's like this, you're just everything. You're just this huge blast of all emotion and thought and opinion. And, you know, you could probably say a whole opinion. Well, I think this. Oh, yeah, I think that, too. Good point. You know, even though in your mind, you're like, she's an idiot. That's, I mean, I don't know.
Send us some more context. I'd like to... I especially want to know more about your sex life. All right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I would no. That's
I'm
important.
Okay without, no.
That's important. So the question is, should I confront him? I mean, absolutely, but do it in a safe place. So do it in a place where you have utter control.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and make sure to do it on a place where you know don't ninja it out in a because you're in like an argument,
right?
Because you're not going to get his. Full thing. You
don't
do it
on the first day of a carnival cruise.
No.
Exactly.
No. Wait maybe until the last step. You know, somebody's going to jump overboard and then it's just,
right.
It's just embarrassing after that.
Right. Just have a good day and then just be like, so listen. And that's going to be where the truth is revealed.
The truth.
Because his back's against the wall. That's when your character gets revealed.
And maybe you can be very diplomatic about it. I mean, if marriage is a compromise and there's a part of you. I mean, I know my wife, she tries to keep, things as fresh as she can after 9 years of marriage, you know, and she understands something that involves change, you know, over time. And maybe you can approach him a little bit, you know, like I said, you can kind of throw him a bone a little bit and be like, look, if there's some things that I'm not doing or, you know, that let me know. And, you know, it's a compromise, but we can work on this together. And like I said, it doesn't have to be 100% genuine. Again, I just know when my wife comes with me at that approach where she kind of like gives a little bit before she takes a whole lot, you know, it makes me much more susceptible.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be more for like I saw you flirting with another woman. You know, is there something I'm not doing right? Like if you overheard,
kind of in that angle,
that's rough. And basically, don't do the whole thing like we need to talk. because all the way from the guy being like, oh, okay, and he's walking, and he's on the way from him saying that to sitting down with you, he's like, what have I done? What have I done? Like, go through the catalog of all the things, yeah. Like, maybe formulate. Just, you're giving him just a little bit of, like, I'm ready.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Like, when I'm going to lie to my wife, I need 3 months in advance before I lie to my wife, or she'll totally, like, just see right through it.
Exactly.
So don't, the more time you give him, the less genuine of an answer you'll get.
That's right. That's right. So, yes, confront him. I say do it in the right way. I mean, he's your husband, so you know,
true.
You guys should be able to talk.
True.
Talk about it. Although you're not that been together all that long, so it's not like you're like 15 years husband where you know everything in and out, you know? Like 3 years is not enough time to know somebody in and out.
Or, you know, what's that? What's good for the goose is good for the gander,
goof
right?
For the gander.
Just let him overhear you talking to a guy and being like,
"He's not really my type."
He's not really my type, if you know what I mean. You know,
wimpy, funny. Wimpy.
Yeah, yes. I want a little more hefty, hefty.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea. There you go.
See how
get
he
him
likes
back.
It.
But then now,
but a man will act like a total bitch in that situation.
Yeah.
But then now this relationship has become this Kafka-esque story of revenge
back and forth
and horrible. Like that's a bad. That's a shit marriage.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do that actually.
It's like an ISIS movie where like one person kills one person and then the family of the other has to die.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's a never ending thing.
Yeah.
This revengeance.
Yeah, I just banged a girl. Beat that.
Yeah, and the guy's like, oh, so this. Pollution is the reason, okay?
Yeah, she's not my type. I don't believe in her beliefs on our, you know, socio-economical ties to China. Don't let him say stuff like that.
Yeah.
Be like, no, be honest with me, mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, that's the question. Terrible answer on both of us. We just made fun of you and your husband. So
especially
talk to
husband.
Him.
That's
especially
kind of husband.
Yeah, what a dummy.
You can expect that.
Wow.
A little bit, right?
What a dummy. Hopefully he's got lots of money.
Come on, you dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it just depends on if he thought you were listening or not, I guess, you know?
Like, yeah, if he was truly trying to smash showgirl.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's if you 100% believe this, that he said that, and for sure you're like 100%, then you...
Is it
you
true?
Know, like, it, that's what
I'm saying. That's what I want to know.
If it's true and you believe that to your core, you heard it, you cannot believe that you misheard or anything like that, then you know that's not something that you like... You know, the first time I'm going to say something like this at a party that my wife's at, you know,
this dude's been around.
Yeah. Exactly.
This guy's been flirting. This guy's been doing.
Ask this question yourself. Are you his type?
Yeah.
Look at his ex-girlfriends from 10th grade all the way up.
Yeah.
If he has been a blonde-head, you know, brown-eyed dating girl and you have brown eyes blue eyes and brown hair, then maybe you're not his type.
And type, there's a lot of things like,
true.
You know, physically,
yeah.
But then also like insects. I mean, is the guy wanting you to shove a popsicle stick up his butt or something like that and you just won't do it? You might have to. His type is the girl who takes the popsicle stick and puts it up there, you know, makes him the popsicle. So he might like that. I'm not saying from personal experience.
I'm a giant meat popsicle.
Yeah, exactly. You know, is there some weird thing that you just won't do? Because marriage...
You might have to get the swing.
You might have to do the thing. I mean, I'm sorry to tell you that if you think it's weird.
Yeah.
Well, you know? And compromise. If you don't want to do that one thing, if it's in the bedroom or whatever, then make him do the one thing he don't want to do normally.
Yeah, I want to have Jamal over.
Yeah, because remember, most of the time the guy's like,
sorry,
he might just play coy, but he wants to do all the things.
Right,
he wants to do them all.
Yeah,
exactly.
So he's a man, but after all,
yes,
any man.
You just
like,
bring him up to him; he'd be fine with it.
Yeah, I don't really like that.
There's something
Shut
you've been
it.
A little afraid to bring up in the bedroom.
Right.
Believe he's gonna.
He'll take. He'll say, yeah, let's try it.
The moment that you say I do now, like you can bring up anything in the bedroom. In my opinion, you should be able to.
It's not
unless
that.
It's like, you know, I would like to strangle you to death.
That's kind of a one-off thing.
There's still like
the grand finale. No, I was good.
No, you're good. You're good. No, I was just thinking not everybody is body, you know, body positive. Let's say they're positive about their body or whatever it is today. So there's a lot of people that I don't know. Even after the marriage, I think that they're still not as open,
sure,
or willing to share. I guess you could say.
Oh gosh, I couldn't imagine. I've been with girls for a few months, and I've revealed every deep inner, and not everyone. Well, I'll say that, not every single one. I'll give you a story. I'll give you a story that I might cut out. This just happened yesterday. There's somebody that I've been talking to a little bit on and off, and I didn't know much about them. They've been away from this area for a couple months. I don't know if this is like incriminating. Actually, I should probably look this up before I even release this. But I had made a few jokes, especially yesterday. I'd made some jokes about when you're back, I kind of want to take you out, basically.
Right.
And it was like, yeah, that sounds like fun and all that. Sounds pretty good. And it's like, okay, cool. And she's like, oh, my birthday's in a few days. I said, oh, awesome. How old are you turning? I don't even know. And she's like, you're not going to like my answer. I'm like, hey, I know I look 40, but I'm 27. I'm pretty young. Like, I'm certain we're closer in age than you think. And she's like, I'm certain we're not. And I said, she's in Mexico. And she's like, I'll be turning legal.
Oh, no.
On the 5th. And I'm like, legal to drink or Mexico legal? That's what I said. And she said, Mexico legal. I had no idea. Old? No, it's 18. Is that incriminating? Is that like a thing?
No.
There's been no dirty, talk, no yeah. nothing, no just lighthearted talk.
Just and a I'm little telling, grooming.
This person is like oh, God.
I believe the age of consent in the state of Arkansas is 16 anyway. So
yeah,
you're not,
yeah, it's
you're
16.
Not having a problem.
It's done anyway because even so, I can't date an 18-year-old. I just can't do it. But this person, she's like 7 feet tall. She's not tall. This is not 7 feet, but she's tall, and she's very attractive.
Yeah.
Would you imagine that she was 17?
No.
So I feel bad about that whole thing. 17.
I would have never guessed.
I know. And she was like, no, no, it's cool. And I said, okay, well, you know, I was almost like, take care, you know, type of thing.
Maybe
and
we'll meet like, together in another life.
Yeah. And she was like, you don't want to keep talking? And I'm like, oh, man, I just don't know. Let me reveal that part about myself. I don't know. I don't know if I can do that.
What is it? 17 or 18 to 27 or 28?
The rule years, is half your basically. Age plus 7. That's what your rule should be, which mine is would be 21. That would be the lowest I can date. Half your age
Whose
plus
rule
7.
Is that?
That's just a general rule. Oh, okay. Generally accepted rule. Okay. If you go to Google and type in like what's the lowest age I can be, it's half your age plus 7. Now, of course, I could date a you know, I guess a 17-year-old, which I would never do. I'm not saying I wanted to. I don't even feel right about dating an 18-year-old. But there, I feel like maybe even the fact that I was like, oh, this, I apologized. I was like, I feel like an idiot. I'm so sorry. And this and that. And maybe the fact that I did that is like more.
Yeah.
You know,
probably not used to that. Probably a lot of like 50-year-old guys.
Oh, yeah. They're like, right. Oh, that's cool, baby. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. We could probably get together this week.
But I mean, there is one thing. Numbers are sometimes, oh, this sounds so terrible, but a little arbitrary.
Yeah.
Because when, let's say, when 25 and you're 35, there'll be no difference.
That's true. Yeah.
No difference
so
at that point.
18 to 28, which I'm about to be, that's 10 years.
There's quite a bit of difference
it's
in a lot of
difference.
Cases, but not every case.
Yeah,
Mitchell, for example, he's very grown for his age.
Yeah,
very grown.
She seems to be too. The way that there's the jokes and like the full sentences and stuff. Like I'm like, dang, okay, you know.
Is it maybe more the fact that she's of a different generation? The one that you talk some mad smack about?
No, I do talk mad smack, and she says that she prefers, like you know. People not in her generation as far as like talking to
gotcha.
And this and that. I guess maybe I could give a toss less about what people think normally, but I am in like a public thing. I don't know. I don't want to be reviewed as like a creep.
It's really, dude, to me,
creep?
You're a kid.
No.
You're a kid.
Yeah.
You know, I honestly don't see any problem. And if I know who you're talking about, very mature. So she's, you know, hasn't had as many birthdays, but is definitely maturity wise. And you know what? Yeah. Either get with somebody who's her age and be miserable, or
right.
maybe you know, a guy who's a little younger who's got the maturity level and who's still yeah he's I honestly man I see no problem with it and I've had but
funny.
I know plenty of people who were in the similar situation. I have friends who are you know, range from 5 to 10 years older than their spouse, the happiest people, you mm-hmm. know, and a lot of times got together right about that age group. Now, maybe it was a little awkward at first, but you quickly get over it,
right?
You know,
my biggest holdout on the whole thing is she seems a little young for me to ruin her life. I have a track
Stop
record.
Thinking.
Trust.
Yes.
Yeah. I have a track record of just being a noxious
well,
gas.
Stop being a dipshit. Maybe act your age a little bit. Okay.
I'm trying.
I just want to know what old dude come up with that calculation. I mean, think about it. The older you get, the further half of your age becomes plus 7. So
right.
The younger it gets.
You're right. 50. Well. I don't know. 40-year-old guy means he can date at 27.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Let's say decent. If you want to take her on a lunch date, does that mean you have to check her out from high school?
Yeah. Oh. She gets hurt, I take her to the pediatrician. Oh gosh, I'm probably just putting the kibosh on the whole thing because it's too much. I need simple. I need something that's right in my face, simple. You know what I mean? Easy to get through. That is like all I'm having to like do gymnastics in my
she,
mind.
She's gonna be
that.
Like going off to college soon. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. She don't want to be shacked up with me. Ugh. Yeah. You know, fat, gross. You know, smoking.
I love it.
You're so beautiful. Burp beer in her face. No, I'm not gonna do it. It's disgusting.
Could you brush your teeth tonight, please?
Yeah, just for
oh
once.
Oh my goodness.
Please clip your toenails. They're yellow.
They cut me.
So yeah, that and you know what. I don't know. The whole thing is weird to me. I thought, hey, you know what? There's a part of my life there brought to you by Laura Lindley, attorney at law.
You're going to need it.
Yeah.
You got that number memorized.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Oh, my God.
642-4462. I've used her plenty of times.
Yeah.
Or she's been on the other end of my.
Yeah. Somebody in that relationship is going to be calling that number.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And she's licensed in Arkansas and Oklahoma, bilingual office. And yeah, historic downtown to Queen.
Hey,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, she does those. You know, the things that keep you away from other people.
Oh, the restraining order.
Yeah, she does those. Right.
It's all right. I've got a few under my belt.
Yeah.
I can't even get near McDonald's anymore.
The next one, you get the fifth one free, right?
Is that's right. That's right. There's going to be a point where I have to like take a weird navigation just to get to work. I have to go to Horatio, take a Locksburg Highway, or something. Yeah, go
1,000 feet from any school.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, yeah, shout out. Thank you so much for sponsoring the podcast. Laura Lindley, attorney at law, our title sponsor. Super awesome. Mm-hmm. Jay. I hope you had a good time at camp
or are going to have a good time.
I don't remember how we set this up. So clearly
it was nice of you to leave all the kids unattended to run over here.
I'm just thankful that none of my church family will be, you know, they'll all be at camp. So they won't be able to hear this.
Right. Right. Once they get there, it's like Jay Lindley was a part of that.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Good night.
Hey, I can explain myself away.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Looking good. Looking good over there. Look at that.
What's that?
Come on, what?
Oh.
I thought he'd be thinner.
Damn!
On that note, we are going to get on out of here.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us.
Episode
28.
All right.
And we'll see you next time on the Regrettable Podcast.
Bye.